You are listening to an audio recording from the 2013 Christian Leadership Conference, hosted by the M.J. Murdoch Charitable Trust and the Stewardship Foundation. The seventh and final talk from Dr. Richard Mao is titled, Cultivating Conviction and Passion.
Is civility the answer to all of our problems? Well, obviously not. In fact, there are times when civility isn't enough, and we have to go beyond civility. And it really has to do with the fact that we are talking about convicted civility. And there are times that our convictions are such that they simply are not compatible with maintaining a spirit of civility. I mean, I think Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a person who cultivated civility. He knew what the cost of discipleship was. He knew what it was like to be a follower of the Jesus who loved his enemy and all the rest, but there came a point at which he had to decide that being civil to Adolf Hitler was not an adequate solution to the challenges of the day, and that sometimes we just have to say, no, that's enough. You've crossed the line. And that's certainly true. If we really love women, little girls who are being sold into sexual trafficking, civil dialogue with the traffickers, with the people who make a profit, all of that is just not an option for us. And in fact, it was civil dialogue wasn't always an option for Jesus either. There are times that Jesus used very uncivil language, you know, whited sepulchers and old dogs and all the rest. But the important thing to recognize in the case of Jesus was that his harshest language was directed to leaders, especially leaders in the religious community, who were oppressing, abusing, not serving the real needs of the people whom they were called by God to lead. And be an understatement to say that's what went wrong with Hitler, too. I mean, not only was he not serving adequately, but he was directly opposing the will of God. And so it's important for us to nurture the convictions. And frankly, I talk a lot about civility, but I also think that those of us who care about civility need to be also talking about those convictions that are necessary, because there are times when just being civil toward other people is not the answer. But I've got to say, for those of us with strong convictions, we ought not to make that move too quickly. I think in many ways we have erred more on the side of uncivil convictedness than we have erred on the side of civil unconvictedness. We haven't always been very nice people. We haven't always been very charitable people. And so the underlying thing here, I think, and this gets back to the spiritual formation thing, is that we need to cultivate, and they're two closely related terms, compassion and empathy. Empathy, a feeling within, compassion, having sort of passions alongside of people. And to me, that's the underlying, those are the underlying spiritual qualities that we need. And that is a genuine engagement with real people. And if we were living in Nazi Germany, to have that genuine engagement, that compassion, that empathy with regard to suffering Jewish people, suffering Gypsy people, suffering homosexuals in Germany, it would be precisely that would help us to realize that giving civility toward a government that was abusing and persecuting those people was simply not enough. So it all, for me, comes down to that convicted civility really also has to take those convictions seriously, but we need to think about what are the spiritual drives, what are the spiritual reinforcements, what's the spiritual infrastructure for that kind of civility. And for me, it comes down to a real compassion. In my book, I have a chapter entitled Abraham Kuyper, Meet Mother Teresa. I go back to my comments about Kuyper and how much I'm inspired by him. And one of his famous phrases, probably one of his most quoted phrases, is something that he said on the occasion of the founding of the Free University of Amsterdam, which he was the founding leader of. He said, "There's not one square inch of the entire creation about which Jesus Christ does not cry out, 'This is mine, this belongs to me.'" I love that. That Jesus Christ is the Lord, the ruler over every square inch of creation, and that means that we need to care about everything in the creation that God cares about and takes delight in and grieves over when it becomes broken and distorted. That's a wonderful thing. But there's a kind of triumphalism that can often go along with that. Every square inch of creation belongs to Jesus Christ, so let's go out and conquer those square inches. And this is why I think Abraham Kuyper needs a good dose of Mother Teresa, because Mother Teresa believed that every square inch of Calcutta belonged to Jesus Christ. And that meant that in those gutters, in those places where lepers lay dying, where suffering, the poorest of the poor were there. Jesus is there as well, and that we need to join him alongside of the suffering people. And so sometimes acknowledging that every square inch of creation belongs to Jesus Christ means that we need to go out and suffer alongside of people. We need to hear their hopes and fears. We need to try to find out what's going on in their lives. And that, too, is a very important part of convicted civility. So my prayer for all of our organizations that are committed to serving the cause of the gospel of Jesus Christ is that that we will take the gospel, the good news, very seriously. And the good news is that Jesus Christ came into the world not only to suffer in ways that we are not required to suffer, taking on the burden of our sin and guilt, but also that he came into the world to suffer in the ways that we do suffer. Sojourner Truth, one of my favorite theologians, put it so well in that speech to a largely white feminist convention in New York State when she said, I was a slave. And I bore children, many of whom were taken off into slavery. And nobody heard my cries, but Jesus heard my cries. And she knew that wonderful teaching of the African-American community, that nobody knows the trouble we've seen, but Jesus knows. And he walked this lonesome valley. And that our task in cultivating convicted civility is to simply to be more like Jesus. My prayer is that being more like Jesus will be fundamental to our quest for convicted civility. God bless you all.